Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Voices of the Unhoused.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, now accepting fall applications for online graduate management programs, including business administration, human services administration, and nonprofit management. More at antioch.edu. And the Ohio Education Association, representing dedicated professionals who work to continuously improve Ohio's public schools every day. You can stand with the Ohio Education Association, educators, and parents to ensure students have the tools to succeed, because public education matters. More at ohea.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Ohio's largest men's shelter serves its residents with more than beds and meals. The Cleveland facility offers a platform for self-expression through writing. IdeaStream Public Media's Jean-Marie Papoy visited a recent poetry workshop there.
We speak with voices unheard. The atrocities are unheard of. Disenfranchised, misused, mislabeled, it's thugs. It's the hate you give.
On a recent Thursday afternoon, Chauncey Bizzell shares a poem he wrote with members of the Finding Voice Poetry Workshop.
All right, should we get started, please?
The group of men gathers around a long meeting table in the second level library of the 2100 Lakeside Shelter.
Somebody give that a second read, please.
Some show up for the cookies and coffee. All of them come for friendship and conversation.
You actually get to hear people express themselves, and it's the commonality of the human experience.
And we're going to do just Daniel Thompson poems today.
Annie Holden is a founding member of Finding Voice, which began 15 years ago.
Men, you know, cycle through. Some men are there once and you never see them again. Other men are there for 6 months, a year, however long they're here, they get hooked. It's endlessly wonderful.
Go ahead and jot that one down.
Roderick Green had never read or written poetry before attending one of the workshops. He says it helped him put words to many difficult emotions.
It kind of opened up something. I was able to express the darkest parts of me. Those were the pieces that I didn't share with nobody. And in bringing it out, it was kind of a release.
Give a hand to Roger.
Several works written by Green are included in a new anthology titled These Words Are Not My Home, Writing from the Unhoused. It's a collection of short stories, poems, and essays from participants in the Finding Voice poetry workshops. Working with Literary Cleveland, a nonprofit that aims to empower diverse voices, writer R.A. Washington spearheaded the project.
If you want to read, you just come up and take the mic.
I kind of look at it as poetry is like, you know, you come to serve soup at the soup kitchen. It's a service position. And so I like those kind of projects where it's like community facing. It's not loud and boisterous. It's actually kind of generative. It's just a small sliver of effort and momentum toward eradicating homelessness. It's not like this kind of like mighty hammer. It's just a simple gesture toward communication and dialogue.
When reflecting on 15 years of facilitating Finding Voice, Annie Holden recalls a quote from Akron-born poet Rita Dove.
And she said, "By making us stop for a moment, poetry gives us an opportunity to think about ourselves as human beings on this planet and what we mean to each other." And that is really the guiding force behind Finding Voice. We're just human beings in this world, and we need to understand each other best we can.
This anthology is the first in a planned series of collaborations between R.A. Washington and Finding Voice. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Jean-Marie Papoy.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.